Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is mindset, and we're going to go over the title of Just Show Up. So to give you a little background about myself right now is last year in October, I went for a powerlifting competition, and I've did a podcast about how that went. Didn't go as planned, but at the time I was squatting around 600 pounds in sleeves, benching around 425 to 435, and I deadlifted 700 pounds in preparation for the meet. So I was hoping to put together what would have been a pretty good total for myself, which would have been around a 1700 pound total, maybe a little bit more. So the goal would have been somewhere between 1700 to 1750. And that's pretty good. So if you're not familiar with the world of powerlifting, that would be pretty decent numbers. However, like I said, the day didn't go as planned. So typically whenever I go for meets and do competitions and stuff, I actually get very, very excited, and I am super fired up and like totally ready to go to the point where I have a hard time feeling any feedback from my body. So my adrenaline and my excitement kind of just override everything. So I've struggled with in the past with needing to warm up enough, because I just feel like I just want to walk in the room and squat the heaviest thing and go. So I tried to do my warm up. There were some, you know, other circumstances that aren't worth us getting too far into here. But anyhow, I didn't thoroughly get warmed up enough, and had to kind of need to take a little more charge of my environment next time. And I went for my first, my last warm up, and I felt something kind of pull and get really tight on the inside of my thigh. And I was like, oh crap, you know, that didn't feel too good. So I put like an ice pack on it, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I can do my squat opener and just kind of squeak it in. And if it doesn't feel that great, I'll just kind of leave it at the opener and not do my heaviest one. Well, when I went to go do the opener on the way down, that muscle that I had pulled on that right leg tore. And whenever it tore, it shifted me into my left leg, and then I tore a muscle on my left leg. So I had two tears. And then a little bit earlier in that year, about 3 months prior, I detached a hamstring. So I was kind of battling having, you know, those three leg injuries all at one time after the meet. And like I said, at the time, I could squat about 600 pounds in sleeves. So that has been my goal now, to take about a year and see if I could get back up there. So I'm currently back up to 500 pounds, and it's feeling okay, but it feels very odd. Due to the tears in the legs, I've had other tears as well, the legs don't stretch evenly as I go down in the squat, so I feel like I have a lot of pressure into my left leg, and then partway through the squat, it shifts into my right leg, and then I can feel myself wanting to twist back a little bit with my right hip, so it kind of sends me for a little bit of like a swivel, like a swirl as I go down. So I've been working on that, fighting on that, and as I've been working on that, I've figured out, like, okay, I need to, you know, do more inverse curls, because I found the stronger I get at an inverse curl, if you don't know what that is, you can YouTube it, it's a West Side Barbell inverse curl machine, but it's for hamstrings, and as I get stronger at that, I notice my squat feels more in control, and I feel safer at it, and I've figured out some issues, and I've gotten the answers on it. So, like, when I first tore the muscles, I actually left the meet and went right to the gym. I told my parents to take me to the gym, and I went ahead and did my first day of leg rehab. I did machine adductor, abductor, I did some leg press, did some other odds and ends, so I kind of just went the very first day and said, screw this, and kept working at it. So along the way, I found some answers. However, it has not been a very wonderful ride. There are some things that come up that just kind of get in the way. So I do know how to fix it now, but a good example is about 6 weeks ago, 4 to 6 weeks ago, I had did a workout in which I pulled my left glute muscle. I was doing the inverse curl and trying to push to like a limit, and I felt my left glute kind of flex really hard, and I've had some been working for the last 4 weeks to kind of get it to loosen. So I can still squat with it, like I just squatted 475 yesterday, but you can feel it's not comfortable. And then this past weekend, I mentioned a couple podcasts ago that I had kind of like a stomach issue and woke up throwing up blood and stuff. and went to the hospital. Everything turned out fine. But I kind of lost 3 days. I had to fast for like 50 some hours, and I lost a lot of just training time this week trying to catch back up to that. So it's something where like you have this big grand idea of a journey, like a goal, but that day-to-day stuff doesn't always look like how it does in the movies. You know, there isn't always those like Instagram-worthy type days where you want to shout it out on social media and, you know, you're just super excited about how everything's going. Sometimes things don't go well, and sometimes it's things outside of your control that don't go well. So we have these goals in our life that sound awesome, and we know that if we were able to accomplish them, they would make big differences for us. And these can be things in the gym or outside of the gym, but they're big things. They're things we want to get done, but they're also things that are going to take a long time. So like one of my small goals I have is to write a book, and that sucker is taking forever. So just trying to do my normal everyday life jobs and find time for family and friends, and then you want to add in this whole other project, it's going to take time. So you have to learn to be patient with those things. And not every day is going to go as planned. Not every week goes as planned. And sometimes when you think everything's great, you're going to have a shit day. Sometimes when you plan to have a shit day, it actually turns out pretty good. So the key is just being patient. And as the title suggests, the key is just showing up every day. So just show up and do something, okay? So that's what I'm doing on my way back to a 600-pound squat, is every day I do something. So yesterday, for example, it wasn't the best of days. So I went in, I tried to go up to something heavy-ish. I had a bunch of distractions and odds and ends. So my phone died, so I knew I was going to have to go get a new phone. I was having some other things. I have some people getting ready for competitions. And now with my phone being dead, I have a hard time getting a hold of them and communicating in the way that we normally do. So there's just been some odds and ends. So, but I still got up to a pretty good squat. So I got up to a 475. I could feel the glute feel being off. So I took some time doing some stretches, doing some blood flow things, doing some minor contractions on it, and doing some therapy on it. So was it the best workout that I had planned? No, not even close. But was it better than nothing? Oh, hell yes. So that was the key, is I showed up and I did something. Now, my mom is actually going through a little journey on her own as well. So we're getting her back kind of in shape to do a powerlifting meet. And what we had done since our last powerlifting meet was kind of backed off of heavy squats and just kind of went into some bodybuilding stuff, some physical therapy type, just like putting in a lot of volume, strengthening any kind of small weaknesses, just rebuilding her base. And in the process of that, she ended up tweaking her shoulder, doing kind of like an unrelated drill that had a bracing need with a kettlebell. And she was out of position, and she strained the back of her shoulder, and it took some time for us to fix that. Then, while we were fixing that, we found out that she had kind of really tight musculature up in her left chest near her collarbone, and that was kind of throwing off her ability to get under a barbell. She was having a lot of shoulder pain, elbow pain, and stuff. So we had wanted to get back into powerlifting, and when we kind of decided, hey, you know, why don't we do a meet this fall, we went to go back under the bar, and there was just a lot of pain. And I remember the first day we went to go squat, we actually couldn't squat with a barbell. So we had to work on her thoracic mobility, which is like kind of your mid-back, so we could get her shoulder pulled back into a healthy position. We had to do some ART, like muscular release on her chest muscle, and that thing's been doing great now. And then we had to pay attention to her sleeping positions. So she had got into sleeping on her side on that left shoulder, which contributed to that left chest muscle being very tight and not stretching properly to get under a barbell. So we had to do thoracic rehab drills. We had to do ART, which is like a kind of like a deep tissue massage plus movement on her chest. And then we had to change sleeping positions, so lifestyle habits. So that was about 9 weeks ago that we couldn't even squat, because we had trouble getting under a bar. Then when we finally got under the bar the following week, she only could do about 95 pounds before like we were having issues with positioning and stuff like that. But now, 9 weeks after all that, she just hit a 250-pound squat for two reps. And this is my 61-year-old mom who weighs like 140 pounds, and she just squatted 250 for two. So her that's a total PR, by the way. Her best ever squat in a competition is 264. So she just did 95% of her best ever competition squat for two reps, which is freaking awesome. So we're excited for her and knowing that she can still has a long way to improve. So at 61 years old, my mom is the strongest she has ever been, the healthiest she has ever been. So anybody who ever whines about age, shut the hell up. You're fine. So you might have to work harder than the younger crowd. You might have to do some special things. And it is hard to find someone that can help with these many issues. So the fact that I can help her with movement therapy for the thoracic health, we can do ART, like physical rehab type therapy on her chest, and we can control her lifestyle stuff, plus work on mental confidence issues, getting back under a bar after having pain. So we had to learn how to kind of like desensitize her pain sensors so that way she could redefine what pain was and get back under that bar and not be hesitant. So we were able to work on all of that together. So it's very helpful when you can find somebody who can work in multiple disciplines. So that way it just kind of saves you having to pay four different people and also having to get four different opinions. Maybe some people are not as aggressive as other people. It's hard to kind of sometimes get a cohesive plan of attack when you have multiple professionals involved. So, but like I said, she's doing good. So some days the shoulder wasn't good and it just kind of felt sore because we were working so aggressively on it. And, she just wanted to kind of leave it alone and be done for the day. And I would have to talk her into getting back into the gym, like letting us open that tissue back up. So if she would have took the day off, it would have just tightened down even more. So that was what she had to fight through, was her just showing up. Was some days the shoulder didn't feel like it. Some days she was just stressed and like she knew that the therapy was going to be painful. It was going to make her tired the rest of the day. It was going to be maybe a little bit of a rough day. But she knew the ultimate goal was to get healthy again. So the big picture long-term goal was be healthy and lift cool shit. So that means that every individual day along that way, you're going to have some bad days. You're going to have some good days. Some days you don't want to be there, but you just got to show up. That's the key, okay? So in your life, think about something that you're wanting to work on, whether it's in the gym or just outside of the gym in regular life. Is there a big goal that you have in mind that you know would improve your life and make a big difference for you? However, it's kind of a long-term goal. And you're trying to work at it day after day, but it's just kind of, some days are good, some days are bad. Maybe you miss one day and it leads to you taking a week or two off because you're just frustrated and feeling defeated. So you have this long-term goal, but the day-to-day actions kind of just, ugh, they're not super motivating sometimes, you know? So that's what we have to think of is when we have big picture goals, not every day on that goal is going to look like a freaking Rocky montage, you know, where you're out there in the snow, you know, squatting logs. So, and like you can hear, you know, Eye of the Tiger blasting in the background. So not every day is going to be that way. Some days suck. Some days are horrible. Some days you just don't want to do it. So there, and that's actually, I'm going to argue that that's going to be more often the case, is because often we are already feel like we're stressed to the max with the regular things that we need to do every day. The things that just pay our bills and keep our family from hating us. So just kind of the basic stuff. We feel stressed by that. And then we're trying to add another goal on top. So more often than not, you're actually just going to feel like shit. You're going to feel tired. You're not going to want to do it. And it's just going to feel defeated. So if we always expect to have, you know, Rocky montage moments, you know, or Instagram-worthy days, you're going to be disappointed more often than you're going to be excited. So we have to recognize that when you want a big goal, every step of that journey is like a hike up a hill. You know, like every once in a while you'll catch a second wind, you kind of have a good day, but the majority of the time it's work. Okay, hiking a backpack up a hill is work. It's fun when you get to the top and you can see the view. But damn, every freaking step along the way is pretty damn miserable, you know? So that's what we have to recognize, is that when we have big goals, the end of the goal, okay, that beautiful moment when you reach the finish line, that is the pleasure. But there ain't going to be pleasure along the way. There's pain along the way. There's effort along the way. You'll catch some glimpses here and there. There'll be some moments where you feel more motivated, some where you don't. But we have to recognize that any goal worth achieving that's going to have life-altering effect is going to alter your life in the moment too. It's going to take work in this moment to get that. So one of my favorite books I've talked about before is How to Be an Imperfectionist by Stephen Guise. It's G-U-I-S-E is his last name. How to Be an Imperfectionist. And one of the things I love about that book is often when we set big goals, we tend to think, okay, here's my plan of action. This is what I'm going to do every day. So here is my perfect plan. Guess what? It ain't going to happen that way. So it is good to have a perfect plan. If I'm going on a journey, it's a good idea for me to have a map, right? It's a good idea for me to chart the course that I need to go. But I need to recognize that that charted course is more like this is a best case scenario. But what happens when I veer off to the left? I know where I should be going, so it helps me pull back to the right. If I veer off to the right, it helps me pull back to the left. So having a perfect plan is a good thing in the sense that it shows you where your goal should be for every day. But you have to recognize that it isn't going to happen every day. So the perfect plan might be a straight line, but you're going to have a lot of ups and downs and lefts and rights that are all kind of with that perfect line in the center. So, but you're veering off, you know, left and right, up and down all the way. So that book, How to Be an Imperfectionist, what I like about that book is it's exactly applicable to achieving big goals. Is you have this perfect plan, but not every day is going to be perfect. So you have to learn how to deal with imperfection and how to just show up every day. Just get something in. So not every day is going to be perfect, but just because it isn't perfect doesn't mean there shouldn't be something done that day. You know, if you have an hour, like workouts that you normally do, and you're like, crap, I don't have an hour today, I'm only going to have 15 minutes, I might as well not even do it. Bullshit. Get a 15-minute workout in. Like, if you have 15 minutes, then you have 15 minutes. That's like, how often do we hear that? Like, we're like, oh, I normally need, you know, this 100%, but I only have 50% to work with today. So I'm going to do 0%. Well, that's pretty damn stupid. Why not do the 50 that you had possible, right? So that's what we have to learn is whatever is possible, I'm going to take. And hopefully some days I get greater ability if possible than other days. But I'll be damned if I'm going to walk away with a zero. That doesn't help anybody, right? So that was like me yesterday. I wanted to set up to a heavy squat, and I could feel along the way that that glute was tight, my hamstring was tight. It wasn't going to be a safe day for me to push my limits. So I just got something in, I did some stretching, got some blood flow, and that was it. Was it a perfect day? No. Was it a day of not doing anything? No, I still showed up. I did something. So I do these as well for like in my personal life. I've talked about in past podcasts, I do tracking apps where like if I have a goal I want to work on in my day, in my life, every day I'll have like a check or an X. I either did or I didn't do the thing. So, what you'll look at is if you looked at some of these charts that I have, is maybe the first month I have a goal where I want to do something every day. And I only get maybe 15 out of 30 days. So that's not very good. However, that was 15 more days than if I probably wasn't tracking that thing. So the first month I might only get 15 out of 30. Maybe the next month I get 22 out of 30. Maybe the next month I get 24 out of 30. And you can see that in my tracking charts. That often the first month or two are kind of like rough. And then you can see me starting to get a swing of things, starting to get like the new habit created into my life. And usually after about the first 8 weeks, you can see a significant improvement in my ability to make that thing a standard thing. So I've had some tracking charts where I'm 4 to 5 months in, and you know, I might have started with more unsuccessful days in a month than successful. And now all of a sudden, 4 months in, I'm only messing up maybe 4 or 5 times a whole month. So it's fun to see that. And one of the reasons why I love tracking charts is too often we see the negatives of every day. Oh, every day was like, it wasn't perfect today. I got something in, but it wasn't perfect. And we consider that a failure because it wasn't perfect. Whereas if we look at it and say, hey, I got something in, that counts as a check for the day. Then if you were able to see that over time, over weeks and months, you'll see that, hey, you know what? It hasn't been perfect the whole way, but damn, I'm doing more right than I am wrong. And it kind of helps you see the grand scope of things, and it helps create positive motivation, positive momentum. So that's what I love doing these tracking charts. So every day is a chance to move forward or fall behind. That is true. So you'll hear that with like super motivational things today. It's like, you know, win the day, or every day you have a chance to move ahead, or, you know, there isn't, if you don't do something, you're falling behind. There's no standing still. Yeah. And that's true that every day is a possibility, but you won't win every day. It's just not likely to happen. Okay. So just because you lost one day of the month doesn't mean you give up on your goal, right? So your goal is to win, like to aim to win every day, but understanding that you probably won't. And we have to understand the concept of like battles versus a war. You know, so somebody might say, oh, I might have lost the battle, but I'll still win the war. So that's the idea, is every day is a battle, but your life is the war. So maybe, you know, this past 30 days, I might have lost the battle 10 out of the 30 days, but I've won 20 out of the 30 days. That means I'm winning the war. So we do have to have a microscopic focus, a day-to-day focus, but we also have to have that grand scheme focus and understand the bigger picture. We need to just show up every day and get in whatever we can. Now, how do we put that into practical application? Is we have to define what is our perfect plan, okay? We have to know, if I have a perfect day, what is my perfect day? Then we have to define what is good enough. Okay? So for me, I'll give you an example. Is I've been working recently on trying to read scripture every day. So like for like religious stuff. And I have a podcast that I like to listen to every day. It's about 25 minutes with Rick Warren. And I like it. It's motivation and it gives me something to think of for the day. But like this past weekend when I was in the hospital, I wasn't really in the mood. I didn't have the setup correct, like with social media and internet and all that stuff, to kind of do that. So what I decided was, hey, I have an app on my phone that has a daily Bible verse. So I read the verse and I tried to take, you know, 5 or 10 minutes or whatever and just kind of think about how that verse might apply better to my life, like, or how I can make it apply better, or what can I learn from that verse. So it wasn't my 25-minute podcast that I really liked, but it was something. So just taking the 1 minute to read the verse, maybe 4 to 5 minutes to think it through. So it was only maybe 5 minutes compared to 25 minutes, but it was something. It was better than nothing, right? So that's what we need to do, is we need to define what is perfect. Then we need to define what is good enough. The reason why you must put standards to this is because it'll help you understand how you can win the day even when things aren't perfect. So an example of that is when my training. So is if I know I want to get better at my squat, I have 3 to 4 days, depending on the week and stuff like that. Let's just say 3 days a week devoted to lower body health. So my goal on those days is to do something that moves me forward in my lower body. Now that can be a big heavy squat. That can be a badass 2-hour workout. Or it can be a shit squat followed by 20 minutes of stretching and then me bitching and whining that my body isn't working well. So, but even a shit squat followed by 20 minutes of stretching is better than nothing that day, right? So you need to define what is your good enough. So when I set the standard of I need to do something 3 times a week, so I need to do something on those days that moves my lower body health forward. That's a very broad definition. But the reason why it's important to have that is because it allows me for perfect days and it allows me for good enough days. Okay? So, if you think about the goal of like where I wanted to write a book, so I could just have a goal of, okay, I'm going to devote 5 hours a week to that book. So I might miss time on Monday and Tuesday because I'm slammed from the weekend and trying to catch up. I might catch an hour on Wednesday. I miss Thursday. And then come Friday, I'm like, shit, I still got 4 hours I got to fit in on, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then I'll say, hey, you know what? Let me chop off an hour here on Friday, get maybe 2 hours on Saturday morning, and then I'll get up an hour before church on Sunday. So I'll kind of plan it out. But knowing that I have a week to make that window, it gives me a chance to feel like I can fit it into my regular life than rather than trying to say I need to do 1 hour every day, whenever sometimes that isn't going to be feasible for me. So if you set up a parameter, okay, a definition for yourself, and you notice you're failing that definition more often than you're being successful, you need to change that definition. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means you might have the wrong standard set up. You might not have an everyday standard. You might have a per week standard. Or if you're doing a weekly standard and you notice it's always getting slammed at the end of the week because you're putting it off, well, then you might need a per day standard that holds you more accountability, like gives you more accountability per day. So you have to find out your parameters, your definitions for what is a perfect day and then what is a good enough day. Once you have those parameters set, you then know how to just show up every day. When you have the opportunity to fulfill the perfect parameter, you do so. When you know that that isn't possible, you don't cry about it, you don't whine about it, you don't just miss the day, you take the good enough standard. Okay? So that's what you want to think of. Is this is how you progress in a long-term goal, is understanding that not every day is going to be perfect, but every day I can do something. So I just need to show up with whatever time and effort and energy I have and just put something in. So it's kind of like that story of the tortoise and the hare. So, you know, the hare starts off super duper fast, is lazy, overconfident, cocky, and the tortoise is just ho-humming along throughout the journey, and then all of a sudden he wins the race. So that's what we need to do, is we need to learn how to be the tortoise. So we need to turtle our way through life. So you need to learn how to be a turtle. That's it. Not try to be the Instagram famous, you know, I'm going to win every single day, every day is going to look like a Rocky montage bullshit, because it ain't going to happen. You're just going to feel defeated. You're going to feel beat up by life. You're going to feel like a failure. And the only reason why you would feel like a failure is because you set the wrong parameters. You are not failing. You are not failing. You're just in reality, whereas your parameters are not. So you need to redefine your parameters based on reality. And then you will recognize that you actually are winning the war. You might be winning a few, like losing a few battles, but you are winning the war. You are already way more successful than you would imagine yourself to be, okay? You just need to set the correct parameters. You need to have the perfect days, the good enough days, and you need to turtle your way through life. Understand you're going to miss some days. You're going to mess up. But in the grand scheme of things, can you do more right than you can wrong? That's the goal, okay? So learn how to be a turtle. Turtle your way through life. So just show up and do something. That's the goal, okay? So if you want to accomplish big, big things, they're not done in big, big efforts. They're done in small, daily efforts. Okay? So just show up every day and put in what you can. Cool. So if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. Please do so, okay? So the more people we help, the happier the world was going to be. And then if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we would love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we know what you want to learn about. And you can reach us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. And thank you for those who do reach out to us and give us topic suggestions. It's freaking awesome knowing that people actually listened. So thank you for the feedback. So, as always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.